안녕하세요, 선연우입니다.
안녕하세요, 최경은입니다.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Talk to Me in Korean. And in this lesson, 경은,
네.
We are going to talk about some particles, as it seems.
Really? Again?
Yeah, again. Yeah, we have already talked about some other particles.
Yeah.
Which are topic marking particles.
And subject marking particles.
Exactly. So, what are topic marking particles in Korean?
They are 은 and 는.
은 and 는.
은, 는.
은, 는. And what are subject marking particles?
They are 이 and 가.
Okay, 이 and 가.
이, 가.
So if you haven't listened to lesson number 9, and if you want to find out what these particles, topic marking particles and subject marking particles are for, go to lesson number 9 and listen to the lesson and read the PDF and you will know how important they are. And we've also talked about these subject marking particles and topic marking particles and how they are used more specifically in context in our later lessons, the following lessons like lesson number 10, lesson number 11, and etc. So by now, I am sure that many of our listeners are used to the concept of these particles.
But if you don't remember, just review it.
Yeah, just review and ask us questions anytime.
And Hyunwoo, in this lesson, what kind of particles are we talking about?
Well, in this lesson, we're going to have a look at the location marking particles.
Location marking particles?
Yeah.
Oh, 중요해요. It's
중요해요.
Important, right?
Yeah, they're very important. But before we learn how to use those location marking particles, those important particles, let's find out how to say where or which place in Korean.
Oh, 좋아요.
Because you always ask me where I'm going whenever I leave my place, leave my desk, because you always want to know where I'm going, right?
Yeah, because you don't work very hard. That's the reason I asked you.
Not because you want to follow me everywhere?
No way. 아니요, 절대.
Okay, 절대?
절대 아니에요.
No way. So, 경은.
네.
Whether you really want to make sure that I'm working without going anywhere, or if you just want to stalk me, let's find out how to say where in Korean.
네, 좋아요.
How do you say where?
어디.
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 Yeah. Here, although we romanize the word 어디 with E-O and D-I, the English alphabet D-I, please make sure that your pronunciation of the second letter, D, is not actually D-I, but you have to make the T-H kind of like T-H sound. So you have to put your tongue between your upper teeth and lower teeth. So, 경은, please say T for me.
T.
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 So, the standard romanization system that the Korean government uses is not T-H-I, but the actual pronunciation of this word, T, is T-H-I. We're using D-I here, but please make sure that you're not pronouncing the word 어디 as E-O-D-I, but please say 어디, D-T-H-I.
어디.
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 어디. Okay, so 어디 is where and which place. So 경은, do you remember in which lesson we talked about how to say I want to?
당연하죠, of course. It's lesson 13.
Lesson
right?
13.
Yeah.
So you seem to have a good memory, a
of
better
course.
Memory than mine. So how do you say I want to go somewhere?
You can say 가고 싶어요.
가고 싶어요.
가고 싶어요.
What is the verb there?
To go is 가다 in Korean, and to want to is 고 싶어요.
So if you put them together?
가고 싶어요.
So you just drop the part 다 and add 고 싶어요 at the end of the verb stem. So it becomes
가고 싶어요.
가고 싶어요.
가고 싶어요.
Okay, and how do you say, do you want to go?
가고 싶어요?
Yeah, you just raise the tone at the end of the sentence and it becomes a question. So again, I want to go.
가고 싶어요.
Do you want to go?
가고 싶어요?
Okay, let's add the word 어디.
어디.
Which means where in front of the sentence and it becomes where do you want to go?
어디 가고 싶어요?
Where do you want to go?
어디 가고 싶어요?
Where do you want to go?
어디 가고 싶어요?
Okay, I want to go home.
Again.
I want to stay at home and never leave the house.
왜 집을 그렇게 좋아하세요? Why do you like staying at home so much?
Because it's cold outside. 추워요.
yeah, right. 오늘은 추워요.
오늘은?
네.
Today is especially very cold.
Yeah, 오늘은 추워요.
어제는 따뜻했어요. Yesterday, it was warm, but today, 오늘은 really cold. It's rainy, it's windy, and it's cold. The worst combination of the three elements of the weather that I hate.
Yeah, 저도 싫어요. I hate it too.
But since there's nothing we can do about the weather, how about we just talk about the location marking particles?
네, 좋아요.
Okay. Well, I don't see a very clear connection there in my logic.
아, 공부 열심히 하면 열이 나서 따뜻해져요.
You sure about that?
Of course.
So if you keep studying hard, your body will warm up and you'll feel warm?
네, 그럼요.
I have never experienced that before in my life, but let's try. So, 경은.
네.
What are the location marking particles in Korean? They are?
They are 에, 엔, 에서.
에, 엔,
에서.
에?
에서.
So 에 is a single letter word and you just add the letter 서 at the end of 에서 and it becomes another location marking particle. 에 and
에서.
So 에 and 에서 are different, right?
Yeah, they are different. 달라요.
달라요.
네.
But in the sentence that we just made, 어디 가고 싶어요? We didn't really need a location particle, did we? We didn't. So even if I said 어디 가고 싶어요, I made perfect sense. Without a location marking particle. But why would I have to use a location marking particle?
Yeah, because by using the right location marking particles, you can make your message very clear.
Wow, sounds very clear to me. Okay, so let's look at the meanings of these location marking particles. First, let's look at 에. What does 에 mean?
에 means at or to.
So at or to, as in the example, at home, at school, or at the office, or to the house, to the school, or to the office, right?
Yeah, right. 네, 맞아요.
Okay. Actually, this particle 에 can also be used to mark a time, situation, and many other things. But here, let us just focus on its role of marking locations, okay?
네, 좋아요.
So, let's look at some examples. 경은, how do you say to go again?
가다.
I think we've talked about this verb like over 100 times by
yeah.
now. Yeah. If you hate us for using 가다, to go, as an example over and over again, leave us a comment. Okay. So what is to go again?
가다.
And how do you say I went?
갔어요.
Again, we talked about how to use the past tense in our lesson number 17. So basically what you do is take the verb stem and add 왔어요, 왔어요, or 였어요.
So it becomes 갔어요.
Okay, here it is 갔어요, and it means I went. And how do you say school? It's a new word.
학교.
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 My favorite place in the world.
I thought your favorite place was your home.
Oh, yeah. It is. But at the same time, school is my favorite place too.
Okay.
Let me just pass, okay?
All right.
So, 학교 is school. So, 경은, if I say 학교 갔어요, just by using the word 학교 and 갔어요, do I make sense?
Yes, you kind of do. But if you use a proper location marking particle, your sentence will be very clear.
Yeah, I think so too. So I might as well just add 에 after 학교.
Yeah,
and
right.
say 학교에 갔어요.
학교에 갔어요.
Please note that the location marking particle was added after the noun, just like other particles in Korean. So 학교에 갔어요, not 에 학교 like in English. So I'm saying 학교에, school at, or school to, I went. 학교에 갔어요.
학교에 갔어요.
학교에 갔어요.
학교에 갔어요.
Yeah, because it's my favorite place.
Huh.
Okay, sample number two. So how do you say to come in Korean?
오다.
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 And how do you say I came in the past tense?
왔어요.
오 plus 왔어요. So it becomes
왔어요.
I came.
왔어요.
I came.
왔어요.
Okay. And how do you say Korea?
한국.
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 Please also note that 한국 is pronounced 한국.
한국.
It is not 한국. When you say it really quickly, you naturally have a liaison there. So it becomes something like 한국. You have a little bit of a touch of the NG sound. So 한국.
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 So if I say 한국 왔어요, just like 경은 said, I kind of make sense, but I will be making myself much, much more clear by saying 한국에 왔어요.
네, 맞아요. 한국에 왔어요.
And that's partly because if I say 한국 왔어요, it can also mean that Korea came. 한국 왔어요.
Ah, yeah, right.
Or the Korean team came, or the Korea something something came. 한국 왔어요.
Yeah.
So, of course, most people will take the meaning as I came to Korea, we came to Korea, but there are some situations where we might be, or I might be misunderstood.
Yeah, right.
So I have to add the location marking particle to Korea. So I came to Korea is 한국에 왔어요.
한국에 왔어요.
한국에 왔어요.
한국에 왔어요.
I came to Korea.
한국에 왔어요.
Okay, example number three. So let's say I want to go somewhere first.
It's 가고 싶어요.
가고 싶어요.
가고 싶어요. I think everyone will remember about 가고 싶어요.
By now, yeah.
Yeah.
We've used it so many times.
Yeah, right.
Before. So 가고 싶어요 is I want to go. And what is where again?
어디.
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 So if I want to ask someone, where do you want to go? I can use the part 어디 and 가고 싶어요 together and say 어디 가고 싶어요?
어디 가고 싶어요?
But again, if I want to make myself more clear, I can say
어디에 가고 싶어요?
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 Perfect. So, 경은 씨, as much as you want to find out where I'm going, I always want to know where you are.
Okay.
So,
really?
Yeah.
스토커 같아요.
I look like a stalker?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I am for for the sake of examples. Okay.
Okay.
형은, so if I want to call you,
네?
If I know your phone number,
mm-hmm.
I call you and I ask you, where are you now in Korean? How would I say that in Korean?
First, you will have to know the verb to be.
To be.
So it's 있다.
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 Okay.
있다.
And of course, you have to change it to the present tense.
Yeah, of course. It is it plus 어요.
Uh-huh.
So it becomes 있어요.
있어요.
So you remember the word where in Korean, right?
Yeah. 어디.
어디. So it's 어디 있어요.
어디 있어요.
어디 있어요.
And again, of course, if I say 어디 있어요, 경은 씨. 경은 씨, 어디 있어요. 어디 있어요. I make myself clear, but at the same time, 어디에 있어요 will be much, much better.
네, 맞아요.
어디에 있어요.
어디에 있어요.
So, 경은, again, how do you say, where are you?
어디에 있어요.
So, if I want to know where you are, if I don't see you around, I can call you. And if you do answer my phone call, I can ask you, 어디에 있어요.
어디에 있어요.
어디에 있어요.
어디에 있어요.
And of course, you will tell me, right?
Yeah. 사무실에 있어요. 빨리 와요.
You're in the office and you want me to come over quickly.
Yeah, right.
To do some work.
Yeah.
Okay, and just to throw in an extra word, which is now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say now?
지금.
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 So if I want to ask you, where are you now in Korean? What would I say?
지금 어디에 있어요?
지금 어디에 있어요?
지금 어디에 있어요?
And what's interesting is you can actually put the word 지금 at the end of the sentence and it makes perfect sense too.
네, 맞아요. 어디에 있어요, 지금?
어디에 있어요, 지금?
현우 씨, 어디에 있어요, 지금?
And I can also say, 어디에 있어요, 경은 씨, 지금?
네, 어디에 있어요, 지금?
어디에 있어요, 지금, 경은 씨?
어디에 있어요, 지금?
Mm-hmm. So the part for where, at, to be, 어디에 있어요. The order of the words for that part is fixed, but you can put 지금 at the end or at the beginning of the sentence.
네, 맞아요.
Okay, I think we've covered pretty much everything about the word 에 in terms of marking locations. Now let's look at the second word that we introduced, which is
에서.
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 Basically, 에서 means at, in, or from.
네, 맞아요. So 에 means to somewhere and 에서 means from somewhere. So they can be opposite words.
Exactly. Let's look at an example. So 경은, how do you say office?
사무실.
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 실 means a room and 사무 means some work, business. So 사무 plus 실.
사무실.
Work, room, office.
Yeah, right.
사무실.
사무실.
So if I want to say to the office, to an office, to my office, what do I say?
사무실에.
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 And if I want to say from the office, from my office, from an office,
you can say 사무실에서.
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 So these are opposite meanings. 사무실에.
To the office.
사무실에서.
from the office.
Exactly. But here is the tricky part. If you already know that 에 means to and 에서 means from, this is the part where you really have to pay close attention, right?
네, 집중하세요, 여러분.
Please, please concentrate on the explanation. So in Korean, when you talk about locations, a place where things are happening or some actions are taking place, the concept is divided into two categories. One is when you talk about locations where things exist, things are there. And the other is when you talk about locations where some actions are taking place, some things are being done, you're doing some things.
Yeah, so let's look at some examples.
A great idea. So, for example, if I want to say I am at home, I am not saying that I'm doing something there. Mm-hmm. I am just there. I exist there.
Yeah, you can say 집에 있어요.
Okay, so I'm talking about my existence there, not my behaviors. So I use, just like Kyungun said, 집에 있어요.
네, you can't say 집에서 있어요.
Yeah, well, people will understand, but yeah, it is not a correct usage of the word, of the location marking particle. So Kyungun, what is I am at home again?
집에 있어요.
집 plus the location marking particle, 에 있어요.
네, 집에 있어요.
So it is different from I am working at home, I am sleeping at home, I am eating at home. So when I want to say I am at home, I exist at home, I have to use the particle 에.
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 And if I want to express the things that I am doing, the actions that are taking place, I use the other location marking particle, which is
에서.
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 So 에 for existence and 에서 for
action behavior.
Exactly. Perfect. So what was the word for an office again?
사무실.
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 So if I want to talk about some things that I'm doing in the office, what would I say to mean at the office or in the office?
사무실에서.
사무실에서 I am copying documents or I am playing video games.
Yeah.
I am sleeping. I am eating ramen noodles.
I think you just have to work at office.
Okay, I am working.
Okay.
That's a better example.
Yeah.
So if I want to say I am working in the office, I can't say 사무실에, but I have to say
사무실에서.
And if I want to express my existence, my location, by just saying I am at the office, I say
사무실에 있어요.
Yeah, I can't say 사무실에서 있어요.
네, 맞아요.
Perfect. So everyone, remember that this explanation, the last bit, was an addition to the explanation that 에 means to, at, toward, and 에서 is from, coming from. So that's why sometimes it gets tricky. So let us review. So at or to or toward in terms of direction to go somewhere is
에.
And coming from a place is
에서.
에서. And in addition to that, if you want to say you are at a place,
you have to use 에.
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 Like in the example, 집에 있어요.
사무실에 있어요.
한국에 있어요.
미국에 있어요.
Yeah. Or
프랑스에 있어요.
프랑스에 있어요. 스페인에 있어요. 멕시코에 있어요.
영국에 있어요. Yeah. 터키에 있어요.
맞아요.
필리핀에 있어요. 인도네시아에 or, 있어요.
Yeah. Or 지구에 있어요.
네.
I'm on planet Earth. We all are. Or if you're listening from outside the Earth, if you're an extraterrestrial being listening to us, yeah, great job. If you want to talk about locations in terms of you doing some things there, you have to use the particle
에서.
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 Okay. So for example, I work at home. 집에서 일해요.
사무실에서 일해요.
사무실에서 자요.
사무실에서 놀아요.
Or 사무실에서 김연아 figure skating 경기를 봐요. I watch 김연아's or Yuna Kim's figure skating games in the office.
한국에서 김연아를 만나요.
Oh, I wish I could say that. I wish I could meet her someday in person. So 한국에서 김연아를 만나요 means I meet Yuna Kim in Korea.
But is that possible?
I'm sure it will be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the future.
불가능해요. 너무 바빠요.
She's too busy or yeah, I'm too busy?
She's too busy.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of busy too, so I guess I'll get going. Are you going to stay?
I have to go.
Okay. So everyone, this was a lesson about the location marking particles 에 and 에서, and also the word for where, which is
어디.
Okay, so I hope you enjoy this lesson. And if you have any questions or feedback or suggestions, please leave them in the comment box below our lesson post at talktomeinkorean.com.
여러분, 어디에 가고 싶어요?
And 지금 어디에 있어요?
Leave us comment.
Okay, so we'll see you at talktomeinkorean.com.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.